When crazy people do crazy shit, we'll tell you about it first. This is True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up. Mother's Day is coming up. Comes to Mother's Day, we think of saying thank you to the mother that loved us, or at least tried to, in their own way, shape, or form. Through their own faults, through their own strengths. Most do try their best. However, that's not always the case with this little Haiti mom, Odette Laïs Josiant. She's accused of killing her children. And then the line that solidifies she's not getting the Mother of the Year award is, "They're inside. I don't want them." Near Miami is little Haiti, the mother accused of murdering her daughter and son. She's behind bars as of Wednesday afternoon. Police found Odette Josiant's children tied up inside her apartment. The children were bound by their ankles, wrists, and neck. Medical examiner's office is working to figure out the cause of death, but police say it was likely strangulation. "One is Jeffrey, one is Laura," said heartbroken father Francie Bevel, as he showed us pictures of his two children, Laura 5 and Jeffrey 3. "The person accused of committing the heinous act? Their own mother. You're a mother. What do you feel? There's a devil inside of your head," questions Darnell Payton, a family friend. Josiant, 41, is now behind bars, and she is charged with killing her kids. Police say she called them last night and appeared to be having a mental episode. They received several calls to 911. They were calling out, but she wasn't saying much. When Miami-Dade police officer Michael Vega arrived, when Miami police went inside the apartment, they found the children tied up and unresponsive. The one thing she did say to officers, "They're inside. Go get them. I don't want them." Police are still investigating what led to the murders, but said it's not the first time they've been inside this house. "We've responded there numerous times," says Vega. Family friends told CBS4 Josiant and Bevel were together a couple years ago, but the kids were living with their mother. "Sometimes she was a good mom, sometimes I don't know," says Payton. Police say they've responded previously for trespassing, several disturbances, domestic violence, but this is the first time they've been an incident involving the children. Sad to say, rescue comes too late often for children in these situations. Because we can look, we can point, we can witness, and see unresponsible parents everywhere. But oftentimes it takes years of abuse or a traumatic incident for us to finally say, this parent should not be a parent. And by that point, they've already come to that conclusion themselves. Press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Dark Side Of and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. Good luck out there.